Hi, I'm Peter Inova, author of HDSLR Nikon D90, the ebook on DVD that brings you a whole world of information about the D90 hybrid single lens reflex camera, including its HD movie features. We coined the term HDSLR over a year ago, and we're pleased to see how it has started to become generally accepted for these cameras that combine HD movies and DSLR still camera features. Nikon calls their HD movie capture system D-Movie. And here's a very important major tip for capturing HD scenes with the D90. The camera has a feature called Live View. And a dedicated button on the back of the camera switches to this mode immediately. The mirror flips up, and you're seeing through the lens on the monitor. Press the nearby OK button in the middle of the large round multi-selector control, and HD recording begins instantly. A red flashing dot shows on the monitor to remind you you're recording. But as you pan the camera around, exposure changes will usually occur. The auto exposure system is trying to keep the shot balanced, but the changes are not smooth. Exposure jumps up or down by about a 1/6 stop increment as image conditions change. In a highly active scene, you might not even notice it, but much of the time, it just doesn't look right. Fortunately, there's an easy fix. Also on the back of the camera is another button marked AEL/AFL. I think this button should win the award for most letters in a tiny space, but it can be very useful. In the menu system, you can program this little button to do any one of 6 different interesting behaviors. Look for the Custom Settings menu, the one with the pencil icon, and scroll to Topic F, Controls, and choose F4, Assign AEL/AFL Button. Choose the 4th option, AE Lock Hold. When you confirm that option with the OK button, whenever you press the AEL button, the camera's current exposure solution will lock and stay locked until you press the button again. This works in both viewfinder mode and live view modes. It's a great way to use the camera to figure out the exposure, then cause that exposure to be applied to all future shots. Now, as you look through the camera before shooting a movie scene, you can pick a framing of your subject that seems representative of the lighting you'll encounter and press the AEL button. In the viewfinder data display, a little AEL message, lower left, lights up, telling you that exposure is locked. When you press the Live View button, that same message is in the data line under the live image, also in the lower left. Now, when you pan around, or a subject enters or exits a scene you're recording, the exposure remains constant. When shooting still images with the D90, you may wish to set that F4 option to one of the other choices. But for movie mode, it's really essential. The D90 is a complex camera with lots of shooting options and special controls. You can alter its behavior to accommodate all sorts of shooting situations. This has just been one of them. See the D90 ebook for the rest.